All right.
Okay, hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. Tonight's episode will be focusing upon the pancreas.
And its functions.
And all the fun you can have playing with your pancreas.
My uncle apparently just had a gallbladder removed.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it necrotic?
I don't know, but I think he had like stones or something like that, and I feel like pancreatitis was mentioned, but maybe that was somebody else. But I think it was interesting, you know, pancreas, gallbladder, very related.
They're both internal.
No, I mean, not only are they internal, I mean, they're like related. You know? It's not like the heart, you know, it's like, has to do with the digestive system. They're probably like very close to each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're both definitely in like the lower, below the belly button region.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm thinking that's where they are.
Yeah, yeah.
We're both doctors. We're not practicing right now.
No, but I mean, I just decided to pursue other interests.
Yeah, like this podcast.
Right.
How's it been working out for you so far since you left doctoring?
It's been okay. You know, I've just been dabbling in other things. You know, the way with the medical field going, it's just, you know.
This guy I knew in the Peace Corps actually had a necrotic gallbladder.
Necrotic, that's
gross.
Yeah,
and he got it, like, yeah, and it means his gallbladder was dead and inside him still. And somehow he just, like, he woke up one day and he had this incredible pain. And he had it removed down in Paraguay.
And how did they make the diagnosis?
They used a machete.
No. Did they make the diagnosis before or after they took it out?
I don't know. That I don't know.
They like put their ear up to the belly. They're like, oh, yeah, that's dead. That's dead. It's not talking. It's gone.
I guess they cut him open and... Or maybe they did like, you know, maybe they did like a urinalysis or something like that.
Or maybe
that.
It just happens and people are just like, oh, yeah, people's gallbladders just die.
Yeah.
And then there's like a known set of like...
Oh, you're going to have to replace that one. Oh, that's going to be steep.
Oh, and some import, too, because you're in Paraguay.
Yeah. If you had a different set of kidneys, I could give you one of these gallbladders here. But see, with your kidneys, you're going to want a high-end Norte Americano gallbladder. Oh, well. Anyway. So, I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin. This is the Irregular Search for Truth. A delayed introduction.
Yeah.
That
was like the beginning of a Bond movie right there.
Yeah, it was to keep on the edge of their seats. Like, what is this? What's going on?
Wow, yeah. I can hear them all on the edge of their seats right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
You'll pay for your whole seat, but only use the edge.
Dun, 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 dun.
Anyway.
You were telling me that you had like a topic in the shoot.
Do I? Yeah, okay. So I don't know. I would say a week ago or so, I was driving and listening to the radio.
Driving, listening. All right.
All right. And I was listening to the station Live 105 here in the Bay Area, which is like a rock station, and it's the station.
It's like a rock station.
Yeah, but it's the station that's probably been around since I was, I don't know, 11 years old.
Yes.
And it, you know, it's always been sort of a pop rock kind of station. But they have this thing, I don't know if it's still going, but it was this promotion they were doing called...
Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I have. Scrooveneers. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of that.
Okay, and so the premise is you tell them or you write your story of your one-night stand and then you stole something. and right, yeah, okay, it's cute and funny. Like, that's somehow... But then I was like, wow... And then there was a prize for this, like the best one wins a prize.
Right, right.
And I was like, that is actually rather depraved.
That
they're encouraging, I'm not even going to go near encouraging, you know, anonymous sex with multiple partners, because there's all sorts of biological concerns there. But what they're encouraging on a different level is theft. Which is, I mean, they're rewarding theft. Which last I heard, I think that's a felony, depending on what you steal or not.
And also a commandment.
Yes, it's. I mean, that goes way back. That goes way back. And now I've never thought that I would come down on the side of,
actually,
like,
it's two commandments.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Thou shalt not commit adultery right there. Yeah. Well, but I was going to say, I never thought I would come down on the side of things that are like, oh, you know, well, all right. I don't think rock and roll is the work of the devil. I don't think comic books corrupt the youth. I think, you know, I think for the most part, people are responsible for their decisions and whatever. But I feel like this radio station has kind of crossed the line there, where they are, not only are the DJs just sort of mouthing off, and DJs always mouth off, you know, it's like, whatever, that's expected.
I don't know what you're talking about.
they do. It's expected. But they're offering a physical reward. Here are the tickets to the concert in Las Vegas, or whatever the reward is. Like, here's your trip to Vegas for the best story of being a depraved individual or a criminal.
Well, it's funny also because when I've heard these commercials, it's just like, you know, it's like, it's almost a level where it's not even controversial the way they're describing it. It's not like, okay, this is kind of crazy, but right, like, right, just imagine you had a one-night stand and then you stole something. Like, what would you have stolen or whatever? It's like, oh, yeah, this happens all the time. We have a name for it. It's called Scrivenier.
Yeah, yeah.
Send us yours. Like, wait, like, there's more than one? Like, this happens on a regular basis? Yeah, it's, like, kind of weird that way, you know? Yeah, it's, like, almost on a TV episode where, like, there's always, like, a landmark TV episode, I say, every, like, 5 or 10 years where, like, something happens. Like, oh, they showed that butt, or, like, it was a...
oh, my God, a butt.
I mean, that might have been a big deal 10 years ago, but now it's, like, whatever. Or, like, they said this word, or, like, it was, like, a girl-to-girl kiss or something like that, you know? But, like, this is a little bit weird, and also there's no sort of, like... pomp and circumstance as to, like, yeah, this is pushing the edge. I agree with you.
I think that, and I mean, with, I don't know, maybe it's because I don't really care about TV one way or another, but, like, I was never, you know, shocked by a butt on TV or a word on TV. I guess the difference was the difference between a movie and broadcast, you know? So it's
right.
Like, if they drop a swear word on broadcast, it's like a big deal, but it's sort of like, well, everybody knows those words and whatever. It's not like, you know, I don't, and especially when it's like a late night program or whatever, and that never, I mean, if people said that was a landmark or something like that, I would be like, whatever.
Well, it's the stuff that, but it's the stuff that as society progressed, no, I wouldn't use the word progress in the situation, but it says the word, as society moves on, mm-hmm. Things become more and more acceptable or like just passé to be on, and like, I mean, there's a big deal to be on broadcast. Right, like, it's one thing if there's like bad words on like HBO or in the movie cinema or whatever, right? But it's like when you see these things on broadcast television, and then when you talk about things like Scrivenier's on broadcast radio, where like anybody could listen,
right? And I think that, I mean, but even talking about it to me, like, I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, I'm sure Howard Stern talks about that sort of stuff, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
He's always having, like, I don't know, strippers and prostitutes and that sort of stuff on his show. But I don't think he offers a reward for the best story of criminality. You know?
I guess,
like,
not.
And I mean, if he did, I never heard it, and I would have, and that's where I would have said, okay, wait, there's a line there that you crossed.
Right, right.
And whereas, you know, going back to the TV thing, I sort of like, well, okay, they pushed a boundary, but that's not crossing a line because it doesn't infringe on anybody else's well-being or personal property. And I think that this really does. And you know, it's a, they, you're right in that they present it as this light sort of thing, like, ah, ha, ha, we're young and we're cool and we don't care and blah, 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 and we're a radio station. And I'm like, okay, yeah, radio station. And it's like, oh, wait, you're actually, like, one of the things they mention is, like, did you steal underpants? And it's sort of like, ha, 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 that's funny. And then they're like, did you steal a DVD player? It's like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like, why would you, how did that even come up? Like, on my way out, I just happened to go buy your audio system or your, like, TV and just took the entire thing, you know?
Then I actually drugged you and loaded most of your furniture into your car and stole everything.
I stole your identity.
Actually, what I did was I left you naked in a ditch in outside of Phoenix.
Actually, you know what? I needed a gallbladder, so I stole it.
After slipping you a Mickey and having sex with you.
Actually, it's the that
I actually had sex where the spot I removed the gallbladder from.
Oh, wow. That's not an image. I want to like, okay, new image. Flowers. Daisies.
Necrotic gallbladder.
Unfortunately, necrotic rhymes with erotic.
Necrotic erotic. You're right.
Erotic exotic.
Mm-hmm.
Ball 2009.
But anyway.
Now it's 2010.
It is 2010.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
All right.
How you been?
All right. Got a little nose thing going on right here.
Yeah, yeah. I can see your nose. It's there in the middle of your face.
It's like three times bigger than it usually is. Gotta get looked at.
Yeah.